And now, courtesy of the 11L Network, it's LF Midwood.
LF Midwood.
And the Midwood Files. With the LF Midwood Experience. Here on Radio New York International.
I'm looking at the, yeah, it's in stereo. Sometimes I don't even look at the meters. It's just look at my brain, and I'm like, I put my headphones on. It's like, yeah, that sounds like stereo. Anyway, hello, welcome to Midwood Files. My name is Alf Midwood. I've been very high for like the last like 2 weeks, very high. And therefore, I haven't come out here. I think I came out once, and then I wasn't so high, and then I came out. I wound up getting some I purchased some oil legally in Massachusetts and I've been and I got like a, I think I told you I don't have it in my hand, but I got the battery, the square battery, the mod battery mod. And I haven't gotten a round pen yet. I have to get a pen yet. But if I get a pen, I'm gonna get more oil, and that's probably not good. It's probably not good. Probably. I smoked the last of the oil like around 6 o'clock, so it's 6 hours later. I'm still kind of stoned. I have some flour. I have some dry, you know, regular flour. It's called flour now, and in old days it was just weed. I have some pretty good weed, a little bit anyway, that my EMT friend sent over from my Uncle George's place. I was supposed to go over to Uncle George's I think it was Sunday, on Easter Sunday, but I went out on Saturday, and I fell. I was out at the bakery. I was out at that bakery that I like, Seven Stars, and I took my pills and I didn't eat anything. And it's not good when I do that. I have to eat something, particularly when I'm taking a diabetes pill. So I went to get up, and I went down, and I made a couple feet, and I went down, crashed. So I have this. I'm all bruised up on my arm. People came over and tried to resuscitate me. Luckily, I didn't need any resuscitation, but I was pretty dinged up. So I got up, I got into the car, and we drove home. We had other places to go, but we weren't going to go with me feeling like I did. And I had two appointments that day. It was Friday, now that I think about it. Was it Friday or was it Thursday? It was one of those 2 days. And so I went to go see my shrink, and everything's good. Well, this was actually my counselor. I went to go see my counselor, and everything's good. Everything's fine so far. And then I went to go see, I had a later appointment in the day, same day on that day, with my, doc, you know, with my regular, GP general practitioner. And I'm doing okay. I mean, I'm still, you know, somewhat symptomatic of the things that put me in the hospital, but I'm not horrible. I'm okay. My diabetes is down, my A1C, for those of you interested in such matters, is down to 6.1. Like, if I got it down 0.1, I wouldn't even be considered diabetic. I'm not even sure I'm considered diabetic now. I think I'm in the pre-diabetic category again, which is fine. I'll hang out here for a while, which is fine. The weed still isn't making me really hungry, you know, which is really kind of interesting. I'm still hovering around 250. I gained a little bit, I should say. I'm hovering around 245, 250. And I still feel like, with the exception of being of stoned, I still feel I'm sick. You know, so, but I have to get a round pen because most of the places they sell the cartridges, and I really like the cartridges. You know what I really like? I like the cleanup, which is to say there isn't any, because I've been I smoke weed pretty much since I'm like fucking, I don't know, in my early teens. So I've always had, there's always a mess afterwards. I have to clean my, I got a pipe soaking now, as a matter of fact, a glass pipe that's been soaking forever, and alcohol that I have to clean up. But the oil, which I've only dabbled with recently, I've known about it, is that's remember the stuff that put me out of commission at JL's on his couch. So I was in no hurry to, you know, go running towards that. But I like it. Yeah, I like it. I have to figure out cost percentage versus how much I'm getting for it. Because I can't afford to smoke every day. I can't afford to smoke anything decent every day. And if I'm not going to smoke decent weed, then I'm not going to smoke. It just doesn't make sense. But I can't afford to smoke like on the weekends or something. So I think I'm going to work in like and it's good because I this way my tolerance won't get nuts. Because right now I smoked a gram and a half, whatever, like three cartridges since a week ago Monday. Right. And that stuff's like 80% THC, right? High 70s THC. And the flower that I have now is like in the 20s, like in the low 20s. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to, for those of you interested in such matters, I love saying that, I'm going to use it with my vaporizer. I have a desktop vape. Now, the thing about my desktop vape is it's an XL, Vape XL, right? Is the name of the company. They went out of business. There was a young Asian guy, and he put the thing on, and then it was like, if you wanted one, you could order it ahead of time. I forget what that crowdsource thing, and he was working on it. And he had a tremendous success, and then I'm not quite sure exactly what happened because I stopped following on the internet. It's what happens when you become sober. So all I know is that the company's out of business. He hasn't figured out who's going to do returns or fixes on these things, which need to be done. It's a very finicky piece of glass. It's a glass tube inside a heating coil. It's very, if you've ever, you look it up, Vape XL, they're very good as far as what they get, what they extract, you know. So I'm hoping to be able to have a good time with this flower that I have, barring the fact that I've been smoking, you know, far, far greater THC. I'm just, you know what it is? I'm kind of concerned about the THC leaving, you know, in withdrawal, because I know I haven't had the best of time with that, being sick and that. But we'll see. We'll see how it unfolds. It's all a mystery. But I do have a real, like I said, a real nice high-end vaporizer. I might look for another one at some point. I may pick up a Volcano. I like the fact that they last forever. There are Volcanoes out there that are like 10 years. This is the Storks and Bickel thing. German engineering. Fine German engineering. And they're like 5 and change, you know. But I might pick one of those. I like stuff that lasts. And I figured this company that I bought from was going to be around for a while. But it is a very finicky thing. So I'm hoping to get it to behave itself tonight. I've never used it. I've had it, but I've never used it. Go figure. Hopefully it'll behave itself tonight, and I'll get a little bit more of a Midwood happy space, and then by the time I wake up tomorrow, it's going to be like business as usual, you know. And it's a Sunday, so you know I got stuff to do. I have neglected certain duties. I've been off the grid, you know. Really, I've been seriously off the grid, just in my bedroom, not even doing anything productive, really. So a little bit of music. Oh, actually, a lot more music lately. I find I like music when I'm stoned. I know it just enhances the whole experience for me. there's a lot of stuff going on in the news. I'm not quite sure how I – what is this? Is this a – looks like a – okay, it's some sort of bamboo stick that's sitting in front of the console. That's the great thing about, is there another one over here? No. That's the great thing about this studio. You never know what you're going to find. But I was commenting. It's really funny. I think I've explained the situation with my laptop. You know, I gave the i3 that I have to the producer. I think she's using it right now. And I got like an i7, that was in a quote unquote gaming laptop configuration from Acer. I forget what they call it. But they have a line. And I grabbed the i7, which is the Coffee Lake, the mobile Coffee Lake. Now I have the desktop Coffee Lake in my desktop. And it's got, so the laptop's got like 32 gigs of memory. I got a terabyte SSD drive as the main drive. And I'm not one of those fools who believes that, SSD lasts forever. It's just, they're faster. Period. Depending upon what drive you're using, it's faster. So you know, so I'm gonna have to replace that sucker at some point. But I got it decked out. I got this like machine decked out. And the thing of it is that I think I've said this, and it is now it's a complaint. Before, nary before, it was like an observation, but now it's a complaint. It's like Not for nothing. I get 45 minutes power out of it when I'm don't have it plugged into the wall, because the hardware is so oomphy. There's like a real there's the 2060 or 2050 fucking video card in the laptop. So it chooses which one it's using, which is, I can't necessarily choose, although I guess there's a way. But when I'm using new regular Windows or, you know, regular Windows stuff, and it's fine. It's got the built-in thing to the chip, which I'm very familiar with because I have it on my desktop. And then when I play a game or something, it kicks in. I don't play games very often. It kicks into like high gear, and it goes over to the other video card, the built-in card. So it's interesting, but it's not giving me, you know, I'm sorry, because I don't game that much. I guess I was in a gaming mood when I bought it. I don't game that much. I haven't even started that Western game yet, that Red Dead. I gotta start that fucking thing. I'm popping here. I can tell you. And you know what? I have to thank the producer in a very professional manner. She's been lowering the board output of the board headphone output all the way down, and letting me find it myself. See, it's a little crunchy. I don't know what's crunchy. I hear a little crunch every once in a while. I don't know if it's in my brain. But I like starting from scratch. This way I have an idea of what's going on with the board audio. I'm not being facetious. I generally mean that. If anybody who leaves the board audio down to let you start it on your own is aces. So that's what I'm doing. So I'm lowering it so that you're not getting blasted, but I raised it in the monitoring. That's the word I was looking for, and I couldn't find modern headphones. So thank you for lowering that all the way down. As I said, I've been pretty quiet. I haven't done, and you know, I wish I had done something. Wish I had something to show for it, other than this was my first experience with cartridges for oil. So I like them. You know, the only thing that's a little sad is I think there's always a little residual oil left in the cartridge when it's time to go, and you can't get any more out. That's a little sad. You know what I mean? I know guys, or apparently I don't know guys personally, but I've read of guys who heat up the cartridges a little bit with like, hair dryers and such to try and get every little bit of oil, out of it. I don't know if I'm going to go that far. I'm pretty happy with my usage. Considering what the string was, it was Girl Scout cookie for anybody who's interested. So yeah, about 2 weeks on three half dram Girl Scout cookies. For those of you interested in such matters, again. But I haven't, like I said, I gotta be honest, even said to the producer, I guess, you know, when I walked in, I kind of like being stoned again. It's been a long time since I've been stoned all the time. You know, and you kind of, there's things that I haven't done in a long ass time. You know, I don't know, this fall thing is a bit of a problem. I guess I need to set the stage. I fell out in public in this restaurant or this bakery, and I fell twice here a couple of days before, really hard, you know, down. I'm kind of goofing around with stuff because we added some stuff back into the mix. So I don't really know. I'm not 100% sure what the heck is going on. As far as my meds go. So there's a little med thing going on and there's a little weed thing. It's just, I admitted this to my counselor. This is pretty funny, right? So I was stoned as fuck when I went in to go see my doc, you know, my regular doc. I wasn't necessarily stoned as fuck, but I had smoked like I am now, kind of like 6 hours before, you know. And I went in and my everything checked out, you know. But my pulse is always fast. I got one of them vroom, vroom, vroom pulses. I got, they go like that. So they're trying to figure out. They spent like 20 minutes trying to figure out why my pulse is high. And I was just quiet. I didn't say anything on the matter, you know. But I said to my counselor, not for nothing. I was a little stoned. And that's obviously going to make my pulse go up. Yeah, I'm a little concerned about the falling down thing, but we're going to remove the THC, sadly. Remove the THC and then finish reinforcing whatever the hell is going on. Because, like I said, I'm on some stuff that I wasn't on before, or I was on before, but I haven't been on for a while, and we're kind of got to walk stuff in, you know, that latuda particularly. So, yeah, so we really don't know what the deal is. I hope to stop falling. That would be really, that's like really high in my book as far as things to do. But the problem is, and my aunt Jerry makes a point of this all the time, is I don't get up and move around. I don't have one of those lives. You know what I mean? I'm not super busy, meaning I'm not super required to go up and down stairs or stand or do any of that stuff for any serious period of time. So I got to kind of work that in too, you know, because I've always, when I do that too much, I get a little, you know, a little too dizzy. I do have my cough drops here though, but I still have a little bit of coffee left, I think. Where'd I put the coffee cup? Here it is. So that's really, I'm trying to think if there's anything like going on in my life. It's like, you know what? It's been kind of quiet. I'm despising the summer coming in just because I despise summer, you know, just because everybody's walking around with their toes sticking out. It's not, I don't, I'm going to have to get used to that, I suppose. But, you know, it's, the air conditioners are on, so at least I don't hear the noise. But it seems that young people from like a certain equator thing, I don't even know, they come out, yeah, you know, come out. And I'm like, no. I'm like, no. So there may be a lot of calls to the cops this summer, I suspect. It's possible. I hate to be that guy, but I don't want to hear your shit at like fucking 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm just not interested in anything that you might be interested in entertaining me with. You know, and I keep whatever hours, you know. On the weekends, I'm a little bit more lax. You go, you know, I got neighbors here since I'm here for 12 years, and they're here longer than I am. They throw parties. They throw those Spanish type, you know, it sounds like pretty much everything except the bowl, as far as never heard a bowl over there. Heard some cocks and chickens though. And I'm fine with that. You know, it's this rental place next door where I'm not quite sure. It's been very quiet since that encounter though, for the most part. Even when we do hear stuff, we don't hear it loud anymore. So, and what I can't figure out, well, I guess the air conditioner has something to do with it. Because I'm on the same wall, outside wall. The studio and the bathroom and the bedroom are all on the same exterior wall that face where these young Latinos live. And I don't hear stuff a good part of the time, but she does. But I guess because we have an air conditioner, I don't even know. Play the air. Can you hear the air conditioner game? Wait. I don't hear it. And I have my headphones on pretty decently. She doesn't hear it. Or I don't hear it, and she does, you know. And I think we're just going to have a rule. I'm just going to tell her, if you hear it, call the cops. If you hear it, call the cops, you know. And not for nothing, you know, give them your name, which people hardly do, because the cops are like, someone's not going to give their name. I don't give a fuck. Give them their name and address and tell them what's going on, you know. And if these people become frequent flyers, then so be it. Somebody wants to get tough when the cops aren't here, then so be it. You know, we have means and such to be able to defend ourselves as the Constitution intended. You know, with rubber baseball bats, of course. you know, so that being said, yeah, I don't, you know what I mean? I just don't want to be bothered. I figure I got like at least a solid year before I have to worry about anything. So I could just kind of make sure that things aren't getting too, you know, raunchy in the house. I don't even know if that's the word. And then I got to worry about moving. You know, it's always floating in the back of my brain, the actual physical aspect of moving. Because I was so stoned for that 2 weeks and change, I guess, I did nothing on the video side of things. I have all the components required. All I have to do is test out that software on the RNI server, which I don't imagine there'll be a problem. But I have to do that, and I have to put the small little ball on the camera in here and drop that by a couple of inches. And then put the green screen back into play. The stand is always there, the frame. We have a frame up, but the screen itself has been, it's got extra company now. It's got some extra stuff on there that needs to be removed. So I'm thinking, I don't know, like I said, I'm not really 100% sure, but I'm working on it. So one of these days, I'm just going to pop up live. There'll be a live video button during the program. And I'll just do it that way. Like I said, and what'll happen is I'll keep the live video up, or I'll keep the most recent video up, and then lose it as I put the next one, because I don't have the capacity to be able to store that video. I really don't. I wish I did. But at this point, I think we're I don't know if we're paying significantly less, probably, than we were for the whatchamacall line, for the business line I had on Verizon. Now I just have a regular residential line. And I don't want to push my luck with them. Although I do have, you know, it's not like I have zillions of people coming to watch my stuff, but no, I want to be as legit. I'm looking to be with just the thing. When you get older, you look to be as legit as possible. You know, when you're young, you don't give a fuck. You're like, yeah, all right. Yeah, I'll do it now. You know, when you get a little older, you're like, oh man, you know, you want to be legit. You want to be as legit as you can. Unfortunately, as some of you know, no matter how hard you try, sometimes you just can't be legit because other people won't let you. I get that. I understand that vibe, that groove, as they say. But you got to do the best you can. You know it. You know it. I know it. They know it. I was talking to my accountant. I was just talking to my shrink, right? And apparently she's got some sort of movie week thing going with her family, which is actually pretty cool. And she watched Glengarry. It's supposed to be Oscar films. So I think one of her kids brought Glengarry Glen Ross, and she didn't like it at all. And I'm like, what, are you out of your fucking mind? Always be closing? Really? Oh, my. So we were yammering, and somehow we got on the subject of why I won't call into this place, like my doctor's place, unless it's a super drastic emergency. And I certainly won't call the pharmacy. You know, because all they do is upset the mental patient. This is all they do. And I say all the time, whenever anybody gets on my case, you're not supposed to upset the mental patient. Give me his fucking drugs and leave it alone. That's how it's supposed to be. But unfortunately, sometimes it's not. But we were talking on the phone, and I said, I won't call in. And then I said to her, immediately after she asked me why I won't call in, I said, have you ever seen the movie Brazil? And she said, no. So I said, I recommend the movie Brazil, and within the distance of the next time that you see me. So bring it in for a movie club, and you'll see what I mean. You'll see what I mean. Yeah, I can't take it, man. It's just I don't have the guts, the internal fortitude to be able to. I just want to be left alone. I want to leave everybody alone, and I want to be left alone. The only people I want to consider bothering are the people who deliver my groceries. They get tipped, right? The people who deliver my laundry, right? They get tipped, right? The people I buy my weed from now get tipped. Yeah, they have a tip thing there, you know, like the little cups and stuff, because they're like, they call them budristas, I guess, because I've only been to two dispensaries, you know, and both of them I liked, you know, but one's a little closer than the other, but that one's a little higher in price, but you're still getting killed actually, you don't get killed in Massachusetts. The taxes in Massachusetts are not bad as one might think. I think it's like 3 or 5%, I forget what it is. See, when I go, I buy big chunks of shit. So I always get killed with taxes. I wind up paying like $30 in taxes or $40 in taxes. But that's because I'm buying a large amount. You know, if I bought a smaller amount, I would pay, you know, a small amount over the same period of time, the same period of money, blah, blah, blah. I just like to get shit over with, you know. Like that time I went in there and I bought an ounce, and I bought 8 eighths. So whatever eighths were going for, like 55, 60 bucks. But I got to pick what I wanted. It was an ounce, and I got to pick what I wanted, which I liked. So I got to try a lot of different stuff that I'd only heard tell of before. But yeah, now, like I said, I like it. I like the dispensary. They've been more than pleasant, but those are the only people I really want to have anything to do with. The dispensary people, my grocery people, and the laundry people. And of course, the producer and the cats and my aunt. I really have no choice in the matter. That ended long time ago. So, you know, so that being said, that's what I want. I don't want to, you know, and maybe come out here and do a thing every week. I'm not even sure about that. I will say that first week, though, it was the first time I was down. It was Uncle George's birthday. I had done stuff and I got early, and I was just tired. I smoked a little regular flower weed. I was just tired. So I didn't want to come out and do it because I had been doing something all day Saturday. Today, I was thinking about pulling the plug today because I have a little bit of weed left and I didn't want to be bothered, but I'm like, I can't do 2 weeks in a row. And I'm not sick. I mean, you could arguably, I could call in sick because I'm banged up because of, I'm all bruised now. And there's a scab that looks, I've never really seen one that big and that narrow. that's from falling down. I'm just glad, as been told by everyone, I'm just glad I didn't hit my head. And you know what? I have been talking to my health people about it. I mentioned it when I went in to my doc that I've been, I kind of, you know, nothing, but I, what I said was, is nothing that they have to worry about for liability. You know, because that's what they worry about when you go to the doctor's office. They ask you what's wrong because they don't want something to happen to you when you leave, and then all of a sudden it's their responsibility. It's like, wait a second. Wait, how am I being subpoenaed? Wait, they just came in here. No, you see what I'm saying? So I think like that because, you know, that's how I think. So when I have a conversation with a medical person, it's like, there's stuff you're responsible for and there's stuff you're not. And I was really at the not responsible for, not responsible for stage with the falling down thing. But now it's increased. Now it's got, it's multiplied itself. It's multiplied itself. So now I have to do something. I have to talk to someone, and they're all going to act like I was the millionth customer in a grocery store, and the ninjas are going to come out with the swords and the machine guns, and it's going to turn into a whole clusterfuck, which is why I don't like to tell them. Seriously. Seriously. A little bit more coffee. Yeah. But I might be past that point now. I'm like, are there napkins in here? My breakfast is still sitting here. I didn't eat breakfast. I didn't feel well. I know, I just drank a cup of coffee. I'm horrible. No, there's no nap. Haven't been in here in a couple of weeks, so, you know, you gotta figure out what's going on. Wipe the wind. Wipe the shape of the blades and kick the tires and all that stuff. All right, my sinuses are bugging me a little bit. It could be just the seasonal change. I hate that shit. People used to say that to me all the time. It's like, you know, you honkers. Like, and they're like, oh, it's the seasons and the change in the season. I'm like, yeah, you know what? Get the fuck out of here. And here I am at 52, and you know what? The seasons, to check, they affect my snotter. They do. I don't know. There's a lot of things that, you know, when I'm, I guess I've been over that 50 thing for 2 years, right? So I've had some insight into it, whether I like it or not, you know? The majority of the people that I still speak to on some sort of social basis are older than I am. I'm not quite sure how that plays out, but I've always, for the most part, always had friends that were older than I am, particularly the radio people, but even outside of that, there were people who were either my age, give or take, or older than me. Very few people younger than me. And it's interesting because I think I've mentioned this before, my counselor is a millennial. He's a late millennial, but he's a millennial. Or was he in the middle or early? He's one of those things. Bottom line, he's a millennial, you know? And he's like very many people in that craft. He uses that mindfulness stuff, you know, because it's good. It works, you know, for some people, right? So I said right out first session, I said, you know, one of the reasons why I didn't like my last counselor was the mindfulness stuff. So I haven't really heard any too much mind. You know, it's like the thing outside with the neighbors. You know, you do it once and it's like, oh, okay. You know what I mean? Okay. You know, and we've been talking about stuff, but it just hasn't been with that mindfulness thing. And I've been just like filling them in on family stuff. It's like interesting. And you know, and speaking of family stuff, the producer still, she's having fun with her ancestor thing, ancestry.com thing. That might have been the best $150 I ever spent, not for nothing. But I'm not sure yet. You know, you start getting into $150, and that's like weed money. All right, I want the producer to appreciate that. That was weed money. That was definitely enough money to keep me stoned for a couple of weeks on something. You know, that's the one thing. This is it. This is like, you know, I know I'm going back to the marijuana thing, but I guess this can be a marijuana show. But what I am concerned about is that I've been smoking, and I think I said this. I've been smoking like high THC oil for like fucking 2 weeks, and. And now I'm going, you know what I mean? It's like, I wouldn't want to do that. And I even said it because I didn't want to build up what you would call a tolerance, you know, where you smoke and you don't get as high, which is a waste of smoking. Now, I used to smoke all the time, so it never mattered. But now, it's like I said, I won't smoke for another month because I don't want to fuck that up. There's really no other way to put it. I really do not want to fuck up my tolerance. Used to be, and maybe this is why I'm doing this on some subconscious level, but it used to be, I used to not eat a lot because when the cycle is that you smoke, you get the munchies, right? And the munchies make the smoke, the high go away. And then you have to smoke again to get the munchies, you know, to get that high back. So it's the food. The munchies are the cause of the problem. So I just stopped eating. I just stopped eating. I did. I was still drinking, though. And still taking pills without anything. But I was, you know, so, I mean, and then people be like, oh, my God, you're like 155 pounds and you're 6'3". And I'm like, yeah, but I'm really high. So I would spend my whole life like that. And then once I stopped smoking, I started to put weight on again, strangely. And even like I said, I don't know what's going on now, but the loss of appetite and whatever's going on is not related. It's definitely, you know, people do this to me all the time. People know me really well. You know, the ones who know that I wear the occasional tinfoil hat. They're like, when did you get that shot? You know, when did you get your first shot? And I'm like, I got my first shot like weeks before I got sick, but there was something. There's definitely no way that anything that went on with me had anything to do with the shots. Now, if I think about that and be honest with you, because I like to be honest with you, somebody's got to be honest with you, goddammit. Whatever's going on with the shot could be exasperating what's going on with my illness. This is true. This I can't discount, but I don't think that the shots are directly responsible for my illness because I was sick pretty much prior to their arrival. But I know there are people out there and in my head. And I am actually hearing voices in my head again. Well, I don't know for better or for worse what that means. You know, my understanding is when you hear voices outside your head, that's the real problem. So, but the voices in my head are telling me, hey, you know, don't kill anybody. So I'm like, okay. I'm like, all right. I'm in. Is there a contract or something I need to sign? Yeah. But no, there isn't anybody. For the most part, this is the thing. If I decided that I wanted to kill someone and I wanted to make it like interesting, even remotely interesting, like in the middle interesting, like normal, I'd have to like find somebody outside this house find somebody who I don't deal with on a regular basis just because it freaks the cops out. Like, how did he know him? It's just you just shot up and you just randomly out of nowhere, and it's like, you know what, I'm not gonna say a word. I can tell you that if I kill someone, I ain't saying a word. I ain't saying nothing to no one about nothing. Because remember, a friend will help you move, but a real friend will help you move a body. Please remember that. Please remember that. Yeah. You know, where I grew up, that was a big thing. So, yeah, I would have to, you know, just to make it interesting, just like some schlub, you know, nobody, you know, what's the connection? There's no connection. I don't understand. Yeah, that's how I want it to be. I want it to be 6 o'clock news. I don't understand. You know, apparently all you need to do in like the South to make the 6 o'clock news is just basically report on snow. I will never, for the lawful, I don't know, I'm 52 now, so I'm going to probably be around for a little while. But I remember being in Garland, Texas, the middle, you know, when they watch the soap operas. And no, I don't watch soap operas. I guess I do to a degree, but not the daytime ones. It started snowing, and they were like, that's it. Jesus is coming back. Get your go bags ready. Get them up. Load them up. We're all, yep. It's time. It's time. We're all getting on the thing and going to the place. It's time. And I was like, what? I mean, I wasn't freaked out at what they were talking about. I was freaked out by them, you know. And that's not good. That's not good. You know, I spend way too much of my life, like, freaked out about shit. And this is what I'm saying. I keep going back to, you know, you shouldn't really be messing with the mental patient. You know, I should be, like, savant-ish, you know, get me some ring dings or something every once in a while. I'm like, what are the peanut butter ones? Can't remember what the peanut butter are. They're not ring dings. They're not Hostess. They're the other company. But the ones that look like ring, they're shaped like peanuts. Anyway, I like those. Give me those. And like sour gummy stuff, but not sour gummy stuff with the gummy and then the sour on top of it. I want gummy sour stuff that the sour, the gummy is made of sour stuff. And don't tell me they don't make it because they do. Yeah. So, yeah, that. And a couple other things. I'll make a list. And I'll throw that in my go bag, and I'll be ready to go when they announce that Jesus has come back. I've had a hard enough life, and I'm freaking tired enough. I feel I pretty much deserve the right to, like, actually see Jesus come back. Eventually, I guess they say we all will, but if I don't see it, I don't think I'm going to get to see it, if you know what I mean. I think I'll be going the other way, which is fine. You know what? How bad could hell be? Seriously. When I think about some of the places that I've lived and some of the conditions that I've lived under and some of the people that I've dealt with on a regular, right? How bad could hell be? How bad could it be? Seriously, I want to know. So, I started watching, speaking of the church and Jesus, I started watching like the one, there's very few movies that'll get me like, really upset. And I started, looking around and like, I got all these video services now, so I'm like looking at stuff. And I'm like, all right, I want to watch a movie. So it's like, I'm going to watch Seven. Now I have Seven. I own Seven. It was bought for me by someone because basically I complained about it so much and they wanted to make sure that I always had it in my collection. So I have, I indeed have the movie Seven. With Morgan Freeman and what's his face? It's the cop. They're both detectives and I think it's Chicago. I'm not really sure. I love the beginning of the movie. I love the premise of the movie. And then there's this one part of the movie where, right, well, one of the detectives, he gives a guy who works at the library like $50 to tell him, like, who took out a couple of non-healthy societal books. I don't even know what those qualify as anymore. The kind of books, that some people don't want their kids reading in school. Those kind of books. And the dude comes back with a list like an hour later. And on the first name on the list is the guy who's been doing all the stuff. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about, man? That's not right. I remember when I read, he was like, oh, the FBI has some sort of program that they watch all the books that everybody takes out. Which, wouldn't surprise me. But, It just seemed like, considering how strong that movie was in the beginning, it was in the box, really, 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 really good. It's one of the few movies that I like. What's her face in? Can't think of her name. But I don't like her much. The one with the candles. She was selling candles of her hoochie. What a hoochie smell like? That one. Yeah. And this is back in like 94, 95, I guess. I was outraged, though. I was outraged. I was yelling in the theater. I was talking to people all the way. My ex-wife had it. She was embarrassed. She was to be able to. And you know what you have to do to be embarrassed on the subway? On the subway, on the way home? Do you have any idea what someone needs to do in order to be embarrassed? Well, that was me. I was that guy. Because I was like, it was the first guy on the list. What the fuck? I don't get it. Boy, I'm definitely just doing an hour and getting out of here. I have weed waiting for me. Isn't that sad? I have weed waiting for me. I have to leave. Like Lenny Bruce. It's like, I have like a menage a trois with six people. And it wouldn't be that thing anymore. But they're waiting for me, so I got to go. I got to leave. Be like, what? What are you talking about? Yeah. Yeah, I just saw something with Lenny Bruce. I can't remember what it was. I know it was the Mrs. Maisel thing, which I think is back in talkable television. Mrs. Maisel, I think, came back for another season. I don't know if Lenny's included in that season, but I really like the way they incorporated him in that timeline, which is really kind of cool. I don't care. People are like, Lenny Bruce, what's wrong with you, man? I just don't get it. And it's like, yeah, you don't get it. That's it. You just don't get it. You don't get it. Either you get it or you do. Poof. So, you know, that being said, and regardless, hey, you know what? Even if I didn't have one iota of liking, I should say, for the dude's material, when the day comes that we can't say fuck the government, we have a problem. Seriously, we have a problem. So that's First Amendment right there. You know, and you know what? I think, I don't know if he's my favorite Jew, but he's on that list. He's really on that list. He's on the pinned to the top good Jew list. You know, because you can pin shit to the top now. Isn't that interesting? I've just discovered that recently on the internet. You can pretty much pin anything to the top of anything. I was like, what? What? Really? Really? I knew I could do that because I was doing that on whatchamacallit. I was doing it on freaking Twitter for the longest time. Speaking of Twitter, apparently I'm not going to get any news tonight, which is fine. But speaking of Twitter, you know, I was absent yesterday, last week. I know it wasn't. You know, Bueller. No, I wasn't there. What's his face? Ivanhoe? No, he's not Ho. Fucking Elon Musk buying Twitter? Holy smokes. You know, people were saying that Trump should have bought Twitter. That President Trump, who I think was in Ohio tonight, by the way. He never stops. The Trump train just keeps on moving. Get on board or get run over. It's up to you. What was I talking about? President Trump. Trump train. Get rolling. It'll come back to me. It'll come back to me at the worst of occasions. But, he was on tonight. The president was. I'm always apparently running opposite the president or just had the president finish his speech. Now, I haven't watched the speech in its entirety since the CCAP thing. Not CCAP, DCAP, whatever it was. Whatever the conservative thingy was. And that was a great speech, you know. I think I read, what did I read? Oh, back to Musk. I remember what it was, Musk. And people were saying that Trump should have bought Twitter, you know, back in the day. And obviously never happened. Instead, what you had happened was that President Trump left office and there was talk of some sort of social media platform. That never happened, obviously. It did actually, but it happened late. And then Getter came along, and I tell you the truth, right now Getter is my preference, but I haven't even really been using Getter too much because I've just been stoned. There's really no other way to put it. I'm kind of stoned, and I don't want to put up stoned media. I don't put like stoned stuff up. You know, if somebody's not gonna like it and they're gonna find it deplorable and detestable, I'm gonna be sober when it happened. That's pretty much my rule. My new rule. New rule, okay? If someone's going to be disgusted by me, I have to be sober while it's occurring. All right. Just so you know. Never used to be like that. You can ask around. But it is now. It is now. So he never got around to doing it. And in the meantime, he got thrown off like forever and stuff after January 6th. So it's been pretty quiet. And then what's his name came up with Getter, the dude who worked on his staff and a couple other people. And I like Getter. You know, they got no fucking direct messaging, but I don't got nobody to talk to anyway, so it doesn't matter. But I like Getter. So I've been using Getter a lot. And Getter was like, oh, the alternative to Twitter, the alternative to Twitter. And then like a month ago, Getter came out with it was going to be this big, big, big announcement about a new feature. So I already figured, great, they added direct messaging. This is going to be awesome. We love Getter. You know, Twitter sucks. We came to Getter because Twitter was really bad. So meanwhile, they make this announcement and it's like, oh, we're syncing up your account, your Getter account. You have the option. Let me make sure I got this right. Don't want to upset the savages out there. You now have the option as a Getter account user to click a thing in your settings. And now anything you put on Getter will be on Twitter or vice versa. And people were like, didn't we just get it? Wasn't the point to get away from them? Wasn't that the point? Some people were like, I don't even have an account, man. They banned me back. And this is like old people now, you know, shaking their canes and shit. You know, their walkers. They banned me back in the original purge. And I was like, holy shit. I'm still there. Under LF Midwood, no less. Same account. Yeah, I know. Crazy, right? And, so I'm like, oh, fuck, you know. And what wound up happening now is that Musk looks like he's made this move, and he's like basically owns Gitter. Basically owns Twitter, which makes sense because I'll say this about Twitter. There's still a fuckload. I mean, like friggin', you know, like trying to ram Jews into fucking cars in Germany, fucking crowded, all right? Lots. There are lots of them. A lot of them. How many? Not as many as there used to be, but at the time, there was a lot of them. You know, speaking of which, you know, I can't believe I got, what the hell, what time is 44 minutes? Let me finish my rap, man, and then I can hopefully remember. And now it's like they're saying, oh, bring the president back. But you know what? The president supposedly has his own thing. But apparently it's only for Apple people who, you know, and this is the, whenever I meet someone, okay, granted, I don't meet a lot of people, but I do upon occasion, and they're using an Apple device, I have to say to them that not for nothing, the vast majority of my experience, my life experience has shown me that people who use Apple products are fucking retards. You know, they're mean. They're not nice people. And they go, oh, I'm not like that. And it's like, and then we take it. It's, so we're already starting off. We're starting off on land that isn't good, shaky. It's not good. The pretentious assholes. That's the term that I use. Yeah, pretentious, because I only want to offend to a certain level. You know, this is how you know you're like, you've really gotten, you know, into the like offending people thing where you kind of give it some thought. And it's like, yeah, I want to offend them. But I only want to offend them like this much. Do you know what I mean? So you have to think about how you want to get them to that place. You know, because you could just come out and drop the whole thing on him and your mother's a whore and the whole nine yards, you know, and bury him. But that's not fun. There's no fun in that. There's no fun in calling their mom's whores. So what I say is, hey, every Apple person that I've ever met is a pretentious asshole. So it's almost like a challenge. It's like it's throwing down the gauntlets. That's what it is. It's throwing down the gauntlets. So, but President Fred apparently just for Apple people, which is really annoying. So I stay on Getter. I'm still, you know, relatively active on Getter, if you will. I will admit that I've actually rode a couple of trains there, which I don't normally do. And then for those of you who don't know what that means, is that it's just a pattern of follow back, where it's like you agree to follow a certain amount of people back, and they agree to follow you back. So you kind of build your numbers up. So I think I'm at 600 and change on Getter, just like I am magically on Twitter, although I haven't connected those accounts. So I have to wait and see what happens because I want to see the president's deal this is one thing that stuff comes and goes. You know, I'm on my original Twitter account. I'm on my original friggin' whatchamacall account, Pinterest account. I'm on my original Facebook. I'm on, you know what I'm saying? I stay on accounts because I really don't get thrown off of stuff. I think I was censored a couple of times on Twitter. And I can tell you, people are upset about censorship, so they go over to Getter, and then they get Getter censorship on Getter, and it's like somehow that censorship is better than the censorship on Twitter. I haven't figured that one out yet. But, you know, I got 47 minutes into this, and you know, and I haven't mentioned the late, great Gilbert Gottfried. Now, I come from a long line of appreciation for Jewish comedians. Being, you know, half Jewish, you know, it doesn't really work that way, but that's technically how it is. I'm like half Jewish. There have been many greats. You know, they seem to have a strong hold on the comedy stuff. You know, they used to call the Borscht Belt up there in the Catskills, you know, every summer. But Gilbert, man, the thing about Gilbert was, Gilbert would just say it. He would just, you know, whatever it is that you were thinking that was the thing in any situation, whatever you were thinking, the thing that just shouldn't be said by anybody, Gilbert said it. Plain and simple, Gilbert said it. I'm hoping that wherever he may be, he's in a happy, comfortable place because he earns it. And again, yeah, you know, when we talk about people on the good Jew list, you know, he's pinned up there too. Fucking pinned. And again, my favorite. What about all the good things Hitler did? All right. I didn't do it well. But, you know, anybody who listens to this show on a regular knows my favorite Gilbo line. And it's great because it's, you know, at the end of the day, you say it, right? And there's no response for it because it's not really a joke. It's not really a joke. Hey, did I miss Easter? Yeah, I think I missed Easter. Okay, so that's, you know, my favorite Easter joke, right? I couldn't let an Easter go by without my favorite Easter joke going by. And I realize I'm a week late, but hey, what are you going to do? You know? I was stoned, man. I had a pretty good excuse. You know? So my favorite Easter joke is I don't care whose son you are. You drop that cross one more time, you're out of the parade. That's classic. That's a classic Easter joke. It's classic. Classic. I know the Pontius Pilate and the Nail Driving Five. You know, I know the old ones. I hung out with the old Jewish guys. I did. Eating what's that dessert? It's like, is there a cat trying to get in your hand? It ain't, and not in 100 years. Not if I sat here and became a skeleton, would I let you in? I think she gets that. Yeah. Cat, it's, you know, it's I don't know what it is with female cats, you know, I've all had, they're all a little, so this one, she doesn't like being picked up, all right, not uncommon, right, okay, she doesn't really dig being petted too much, occasionally, if she's in the mood, right, she purrs enough, you rub out the onion purr, but she loves my armpit, this cat loves my armpit, when I'm sleeping at night, right, and it takes me a long time to get comfortable because of my back and I'm all dinged up. And I finally get that one spot. I'll get that one spot and this fucking cat will come nosing. And I mean literally nosing with her nose. Just shove her nose into my and move it. Right, with the will of whatever cat gods that they are. And open it up and she'll stick. And she has to go round once and go poop. And that's what she does. That's what she does. No, I don't think I heard a cat anymore, which is good. She's good. If you reason with her through the door sometimes. The other one, not so much. The other one, not so much. You know, it's, I got to say one more time. And I've had some difficulties in my life. I have some what could be called obstacles to a normal life. I do. They're documented. Even the government says so. Okay? Keep that in mind. Government says. But owning cats that hate each other is like the worst affliction. I mean, it could have been one of the biblical plagues. That's how bad it was. Seriously. Horrible. Freaking horrible. Cats are like, they just don't like each other. I've had it before, but I wasn't home as much, so it didn't bother me. But now I'm like, I live in the middle of a battleground. It's horrible. I love my beast. I love them separately, but together they're just like, you know what? I can't do it anymore. I can't fucking do it anymore. I can't. I don't even know. I guess it was a heart attack. I didn't even really follow too much on what he died of there. Gilbert Gottfried. Is that because we lost Betty White. Right before the new year, we lost Bob Saget. The thing about Saget was like the dirtiest motherfucker ever. Saget was like Buddy Hackett back in the day. Or Don Rickles. You know, I used to listen, my father had recordings from the, you know how they do the roast now? They do the celebrity roast and shit? Well, there were audio recordings of that long before there was video available of that. So I used to be able to listen to like Buddy Hackett and Don Rickles just fucking go off. And, you know, Buddy Hackett's the sweetest looking guy you think you would ever see, right? And Don Rickles, come on, man. You know what I mean? Hockey puck and whatnot. He would, and they would, man, they would, you would, the amount of filth emanating from these gentlemen's mouths, it shocks you, right? So I would be like, oh my God, you know? And what a lot of people don't know is that Bob Saget he was like the guy who came after. So it wouldn't be the predecessor, but he benefited from all that, you know? Kind of like all the black comedians benefited from Richard Pryor, you know, that sort of thing. So, yeah, Bob Saget was filthy as fuck, man. I mean, not in his, you know, wholesome full house thing or America's Funniest Videos, but when he went, you know, he went live on stage or he was filthy. He was fucking filthy. And there's a place for it. You know, there's a place for felt. I never used to appreciate toilet humor. I was one of those guys. I was a little prudish, you know. I didn't like it. There was a place for it, and it wasn't where I was hearing it, if you know what I'm saying. It used to upset me. But now I'm kind of like, you know what? Fuck it. Really no other way to put it. Fuck it. But, yeah, I wish I had some Gilbert to play. I wasn't even really thinking about it too much. That's the whole thing. I'm really not thinking about too much. I just kind of drifted. I didn't even pull any news. I talked about what's-his-name buying. And I guess I don't know what that's going to look like. Does he own it? I'm not even sure. I can't even. I read the words on the page, but I don't know what they mean. So there's a guy who should be doing a news and current events show. What? Yeah, that's me. That's me. That's who I am. But yeah, I would like to. I know we freaked him out, right? Because he did the thing, right? And they're like, oh, and the board, right? There's apparently some sort of board, you know. So the board, they were all ready to welcome them. They had the streamers. They sent for the banner out from Staples. You know, it was all set up. Come in, welcome. And he's like, no, I don't want to join your board. Then you know they were really, 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 really scared. They were scared when he bought, like, whatever he bought. But when he said that he didn't want to be a member of their board, uh-oh. You could tell there was a lot of uh-ohs going on that night as guys went to know him. They were like, uh-oh, what's this mean? What's it mean? I don't know what it means. It's not normal. I don't know what it means. So I'm looking forward to that. You know, I'll be honest with you. I do an hour here, maybe more sometimes a week. I feel that this is like my social media contribution to the, you know, to the spinning, whatever it is, the conglomerate of insanity and who really cares what you think. I don't care what you think. If I don't care what anybody else thinks, how can I expect them to care what I think? See, that's the key. That's the little, that's the part right there. Part right there. We have to examine that part. That needs a little bit more light. There, a little bit of light. Look at that. Yeah. It's not that I don't care. You have to amuse me. Like, if you can't amuse me within 5 seconds, you're gone. Gone. I've always found it that way. You know, and I can use 4 seconds to set a stage and then kill you in the fifth. That's who I am. I can hold the room. I've been able to hold a room since I'm 15, motherfucker. So anyway, but I'm just, yeah, I'm just like, this is not, and I always say, you know, what are we getting close? Yeah, I'm getting close anyway. You know, I always say I'm grateful for people to take the time to listen to the podcast, because I know it's the amount of media there is out there, period. First of all, just all the other is insane. And then even if you whittle it down to the stuff that you want to hear, it's still kind of insane-ish, you know? And that's why I try to keep things a little bit, you know, I read news and I do that, but I try to keep things a little me-ish, because at the end of the day, you can get your news from anywhere. Even the real alt-right stuff, you can, you know, and alt-right is now MAGA dark. I read this somewhere and I didn't know quite what to make of it, but MAGA dark, there's this thing called MAGA dark, which actually really isn't a thing, apparently. How's that for you? But a lot of the alt-right folks who were behind Trump in 2016 are now kind of convalescing, I guess, under this dark MAGA banner. So the story I read was, I think one of them was in Newsweek, so that should put it in perspective for you. If Newsweek knows about it, is it a real thing? You know, it's like, not for nothing, the first rave I went to, it wasn't a rave. Because I knew it was a rave. It can't be a rave if you know it's a rave. Oh, I get that. I did. I got that. It was explained to me. I was like, all right, I hear you. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah. Dark MAGA dark? Dark MAGA? One or the other. So I always wondered what happened to those fucking people. I've been saying that for a couple of years now. Where did they go, Davey? I had no idea. So I'll have to read up on that for next week and see if I can actually pontificate upon what that may be. Because I don't, you know, people are like, where do alright go? Now, I consider myself to be alright, and I haven't really gone anywhere. I'm kind of like exactly where I was. I got a reverb unit. I got a new my reverb unit. That's the only thing that's changed. Got a new one. Got a new reverb unit. Let me load that up a little bit. I got a new reverb unit. That's all I got. So, meaning since the alt-right thing. So I'm pretty much exactly the same, give or take. All right, we'll pull this out because it's annoying. I just wanted to show you that I had it. Or I guess it's a visual thing. But, yeah, so I don't know what's going on with that. And we got time, right? I mean, if we're going to look at that, like I said, that that Cap speech as the kickoff to his campaign, which I think when I say him, I mean no other than President Donald Trump. Then, yeah, man. Yeah, let the memeing commence. Let the memeing commence. So, yeah, I'm really interested in seeing that much as we get close. The midterms, yeah, we're going to have to see. You know, I'm on here a long time before the midterms up here. And but yeah, that's it. I think I'm literally, you know what? I'm tired. I want to smoke the rest of my weed. I'll be honest with you. If I had to choose between you and the weed, you lose every time. Just so you know. Every fucking time. Don't let there be a doubt. Don't deal with me, you know, at all. That being said, let me do my plugs real quick. all right. If you look over on the right-hand side of the page, if you go to lfmidwood.com and you look over on the right-hand side of the page, you'll see our archives link there. You can pick any month, and it'll pop, and it'll show you the shows for that month. Isn't that cool? Going back to when? To the last thing, to October 2016. Wow, think about that. I don't even know how many shows that is. I used to be able to do math, but not so much. So all the archives are there. Take the Red Pill is my social media. I do check stuff. I may not participate per se, but I do check stuff. And then you have the email address, of course, which is lfmidwood@lfmidwood.com. lfmidwood@lfmidwood.com. You know, I use my real name at myrealname.com as my email address, right? And you go somewhere and they ask you for, like, whether it be government or bureaucratic, to ask for an email, and they're like, that's not your email. And I'm like, yeah, it is my email. And you made that up. I'm like, no, I didn't make that up. It's my fucking email address. Seriously. So if you want to boondoggle people's minds, I don't even know what that means. something to give some thought to. What's this over here? Oh, yeah, okay. And the phone number is 401-484-1313. 401-484-1313. That's voice and text is available to that number, as well as voicemail. See, I'm fading a little bit, and I didn't want to mess with the freaking cough drops. That covered pretty much contact, although there is a contact form up front. If you head over to the left, up on top, you'll see 11LRI. That's John Lightning's page. That'll take you over to whoever happens to be pontificating over at 11L, johnlightning.com. I lost track a long time ago. I have no clue. I have no clue who's on now, who's on next week or whatever. I don't know. All I can tell you is that pretty much every Sunday there's something interesting going on. So check out those feeds every Sunday. And there I'm on supposedly every Saturday at the same time in location. I'd like to go all the way over to the right and thank our good friend, Brad Reed. Thank you for running the show on your personal streams. Yeah, we do appreciate it. It is something that is appreciated. That being said, let me see. He said, yeah. All right, that's good. That's good. All right, I think I'm all set for a launch here. That being said, I'm going to get out of here. It's been enjoyable. I'm easing my way back in. But I think by next week I'll be back in some sort of full, you know, paying attention to what's going on around me form, you know. This week was more of a, hey, neighbor. No, what was it? Hi, neighbor. Yeah. Right, hi neighbor, isn't that from Narragansett? That's perfect. That's gonna be that should be my motto. That should be what's on my stone when I leave. Hi neighbor, yeah. Anyway, hi neighbor. Let me get out of here. I'm feeling it. So again, thanks for imbibing, and I'll be back next week, short of death.
You've been listening to the Midwood Files on Radio New York International. Thanks for listening.